Well, Sonny, I understand that the Nations Cup culminates this weekend.
Kim, yes, indeed. Ghana will go against neighbor Ivory Coast in Sunday's 30th Africa Cup of Nations football final in Bata, Equatorial Guinea. Ghana advanced Thursday with a thorough 3-0 victory over host Equatorial Guinea in the capital, Malabo. Ghanaian football great Abedi Pele had reason to be proud. Two of his sons, Jordan and Andre, both scored for the Black Stars. But Equatorial Guinea did not have reason to be proud when it came to the shameful behavior of the local fans, who were responsible for a delay in the match of more than 30 minutes. Security forces fired tear gas and used a helicopter to clear the crowd, almost emptying the stadium before the game finally ended. Our African football guru David Legg tells us more.
The Equatorial Guinea fans absolutely frustrated at their rather meek surrender of their national team, losing 3-0 to Ghana. They took it out on the Ghanaian supporters and everybody else in general, hurling missiles right, left and center. And the sad thing, Sonny, is we've spoken so many times on your show about this. What particularly disappointed me was the very slow reaction of the security officials. Where exactly were they? The delay went on and on and on. And at one stage, I actually was worried if play would resume. In criticizing the spectators, I must praise the match officials. They clearly had a word with the two teams, and I noticed that instead of about 11 minutes of play when it did resume, they only played a couple of minutes and thankfully brought the game to a conclusion. But, you know, this is the second now big black stain, Sonny, on this Cup of Nations. Last Saturday, a very dubiously awarded penalty for Equatorial Guinea in a shock 2-1 win over Tunisia. And the latest on that, incidentally, is that Tunisia at this stage, just a few hours before the deadline to apologize to CAF, who were upset at the insinuation that they had basically fixed the result. The Tunisians are standing firm. They're not apologizing. And we could well face the situation that the 2017 qualifiers, where neither Morocco nor Tunisia, two of the giants of North African football, will be involved in the competition. And then moving on, Sonny, to the brighter side, so to speak, of the semi-final. Yes, a very proud father will be Abedi Pele. Jordan brought into the team for the injured Asamoah Gyan. He converted a penalty on 42 minutes to put Ghana ahead, and it was no more than the Black Stars deserved. They looked a class above the Equatorial Guineans from the very beginning. There is, after all, an 81-place difference between the countries on the FIFA world rankings. And the longer the game went on, the more obvious that became. And then to me, Sonny, the killer blow, 1 minute into stoppage time, a lightning counterattack by the Ghanaians caught the Equatorial Guineans cold. They were heavily outnumbered. It really was a question of which Ghanaian was going to shoot at goal. It was Mubarak Wakaso, and he rifled the ball past Felipe Ovono for the second goal. And I thought to myself, well, that's it. The Equatorial Guineans, they showed a lot of spirit. They resisted well, if at times a bit disorganized. But I couldn't see them getting two goals back. They just didn't have that firepower up front. Ghana came close on several occasions in the second half. And then with 15 minutes left came the inevitable third goal. Evono blocked the ball, but it ran loose to Kwesi Appiah, who crossed it for Andre Ayew to push the ball into the net. And that, Sonny, is the third goal by the senior of the two Ayews. He's the older brother of Jordan in this tournament. And a very comprehensive win. And it sets up what could be a really classic final. Ghana and Ivory Coast met in the final also in 1992. And that was goalless after 120 minutes. It went to a marathon penalty shootout, which the Ivorians won 11-10 for their only African Cup of Nations title. Ghana, on the other hand, they have won the title four times. But you've got to go back 33 years to Tripoli in Libya for their last triumph when they beat the Libyans on penalties after extra time. So the Ivorians, it's 23 years since their last title. Ghana, 33 years. So to put it mildly, Sonny, they're both very, very thirsty for another title.
David, getting back to the fan violence in Equatorial Guinea, do you expect any long-term suspension for Equatorial Guinea?
Well, it's a very interesting question, Sonny, because this Saturday, according to the schedule, at the same stadium in Malabo, Equatorial Guinea are due to play the Democratic Republic of Congo for third place in the tournament. Now, the question must be, can that match now go ahead in Malabo? I would suggest not. Perhaps it can be moved to the mainland, to Bata, with a very heightened security presence. And I really want to stress that, Sonny, I was deeply, deeply disappointed at the slow reaction of the security. They seemed to be almost paralyzed in the beginning. It was quite obvious what was going on, and yet they seemed to take forever to react. CAF, Sonny, they could get really tough. They could say, right, DR Congo get a walkover and they finish third. You know, there's a lot of debate, Sonny, about these third-place playoffs, whether there's any real value to them.
Finally, David, looking ahead to Sunday's final, do you anticipate a close match between the Elephants of Ivory Coast and the Black Stars of Ghana?
I do, Sonny. I don't see it as being one-sided, which unfortunately in the end both semifinals became. I mean, DR Congo put up a good fight against Ivory Coast, but when they went 3-1 down after 68 minutes, one had a sense of the Leopards. They had run their race and they weren't going to come back. But the Ivorians and the Ghanaians, Sonny, they look well matched. I mean, Sylvain Gbogo, the new Ivorian goalkeeper, I think he's brought a lot of solidity to the defence. And there you've got the likes of Kolo Touré, the great Liverpool defender. You've got Yaya Touré in midfield. And then up front, you've got Wilfred Bonney, eager to shoulder that £28 million transfer fee from Swansea to Manchester City was money well spent. So there's some stars on the Ivorian side. Of course, you've also got the dreadlock genius, Gervinho. And then if we turn to Ghana, they've got John Boy in defence. In midfield, you've got Andre Ayew pulling the strings. And the fact that they rested Asamoah Gyan, I think it's going to turn out to be a good move because he probably now will fully recover from that abdominal injury he sustained in the quarterfinal win over Guinea, and he will be available for the final. So, Sonny, plenty of stars. I think a lot of anticipation. And dare I say it, let's just hope that a word that begins with S, S-E-C-U-R-I-T-Y, that spells security, is a very strong point. This just keeps repeating itself, Sonny. It's like a bad dream. And let's just hope that, dare I say it, CAF have learned a lesson.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg. Equatorial Guinea's head coach, Esteban Becker, apologized for the violent incidents in the semifinal against Ghana. Meanwhile, the Israeli head coach of Ghana, Avram Grant, praised the resilience of his players after the disturbances during the match.
Also in life, to know when things are not going well, to look for solution and not to give up. This is very important. And I saw it in my players from the first day, I must say. But as I told you before, I didn't know them so well, so I didn't know how to pick information, everything. And I must say they did it very, very well. They show a lot of mental strength in a very difficult situation. And I think also they show to the people in the country that there is a group of players that they can count on them and enjoy from them.
That's Avram Grant, the head coach of Ghana's Nations Cup football team. Ghana will play neighbor Ivory Coast in Sunday's Nations Cup final in Bata, Equatorial Guinea. One of the Ghanaian reporters who witnessed Thursday's fan violence in Malabo is Samuel Tai Adano, who works for Ghana's Daily Graphic newspaper.
This is disgusting. A game of football, you either win, you draw, or you lose. So if you lose a game, must you be throwing bottles and stones? And I mean, it's unreasonable. And I think that the government or the CAF itself should take a look at this and either consider doing something to punish them, because it's not football. And at the point, some of the stones and the bottles were being thrown against them, and they felt unsafe. So the only thing was to move away. And because earlier on, there was information that if we beat them, they were going to beat us. Currently, we don't know even what is happening to our supporters. We hear two people are fear dead. That is information circulating. So it's quite dangerous. And even us as journalists from Ghana, we are not safe. We are afraid. And we are playing the final in Bata. We don't know our state now. So either the government looks at this or CAF takes a position on us.
That's Samuel Tai Adano, a reporter for Ghana's Daily Graphic newspaper. And Samuel spoke from Equatorial Guinea's capital, Malabo. In the wake of Thursday's crowd trouble, the Confederation of African Football, CAF, has fined Equatorial Guinea $100,000. CAF also says the country's national team, nicknamed the National Thunder, will have to play a game behind closed doors if there are any repeats of the crowd trouble. That means fans will attend Saturday's third-place match in Malabo between Equatorial Guinea and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Congolese defender Gabriel Zakuani tweeted that he wants the third-place match called off. Gabriel said, if the Equatorial Guinea fans are throwing rocks and glass at players, Equatorial Guinea can have third place. Zakuani said, and I quote, I love football, but I prefer to live. More than 30 fans were reportedly injured in the violence Thursday. In a statement, CAF said 14 fans were taken to hospital units, and one case requires close monitoring. On a happier note, five players are now tied for the Nations Cup Golden Boot Award, given to the top scorer at the end of the competition. All have three goals. They are Tieve Bifuma of Congo Brazzaville, Diamerci Mbokani of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ahmed Akachi of Tunisia, Javier Balboa of Equatorial Guinea, and Andre Dede Ayew of Ghana. Ayew and Balboa each have one more match to play, so they can add to their total. But the other teams, the other players are on teams that have been eliminated. And let's hope for a very safe and secure Nations Cup final on Sunday. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the